Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, the women behind the Wright brothers.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio calls itself the birthplace of aviation, but the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong and John Glenn, are far from the only contributors to the state's history of flight. Every Wednesday this month, we're looking to the Buckeye skies for more hidden histories. Today, the story of two Dayton women who helped mankind reach the skies. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
The Wright brothers' iconic liftoff from Kitty Hawk is immortalized in Ohio license plates, in museums, in photos, in documentaries.
As the two brothers prepare to attempt the first catapulted takeoff, man's age-old dream of flight becomes a reality.
That first plane, made of wood, wire, and cloth, was entirely the Wright brothers' handiwork. But after they proved flight was possible, their operation expanded. In 1910, they hired one of the first women to ever work in aviation.
This is our Idaho exhibit. We don't have a lot of things from her or on her.
At the Delphus Canal Commission, Bob Abiscotti walks me to a wall of black and white photos. They tell the story of Ida Holdgreave, a Northwest Ohio native who answered an ad for plane sewing. Only it was misspelled.
She was working in Dayton as a seamstress, and she saw an ad in the paper that said plane sewing, P-L-A-I-N sewing, and she thought, well, I'm a seamstress, I can make dresses or whatever. So she answered that ad.
Little did she realize she would be sewing fabric that would fly.
I did the cutting and the sewing of the cloth for the airplane, that is the wings and the stabilizers and...
That's Holdgreave at 90, recounting her experience to a local radio station host. And while Holdgreave helped build some of the world's first flying machines, another Ohio woman helped them truly take off. The Wright brothers' kid sister, Catherine.
She was the unsung hero, really, of the story.
That's Tony Vandenbos, head of special collections and archives at Wright State University. The Wright's mother died when Catherine was 15, and she became the head of the household, cooking, cleaning, and caring for her older brothers so they could focus on inventing flight. And once they did, she traveled to Europe promoting her brother's invention to skeptics, connecting with businessmen and charming reporters, work that her shy brothers couldn't have done themselves.
She took all that anxiety of the social demands of selling a flyer, making those networks with people. She took all of that off from Wilbur and Orville, which was significant.
She was awarded France's highest merit for her contributions to aviation and was one of the first women to fly. But
she didn't get as much acclaim, you know, in the history books.
Her emotional and domestic labor, so central to the Wright success, was largely forgotten as flight moved into the mainstream. As for Holdgreave, she continued to sew for the skies, even after the Wright brothers sold off their airplane company, making World War II parachutes. But it wasn't until she was 88 years old, after years of working behind the scenes, that she herself flew for the first time.
How'd you like it?
Oh, it was nice. I didn't mind it.
Her contributions are now honored on Ohio's Air and Space Trail. Abiscotti says her courage and curiosity match the spirit of other early aviators.
She was someone that would go and do anything anywhere. She wasn't afraid to go from Little Delphus to Dayton to find work. And when she had a chance to work at an airplane factory, which, what's that? She went and did it.
Neither she nor Catherine were there for that first historic flight. But their work ensured it wasn't the last. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Delphus.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.